Okay, we're up to Dibra Hayam and Beis Perek Yud Gimel, and we have a perek regarding Aviah. Aviah, the son of Rechavam, king of Yehuda. So again, there's a very different presentation in Sefer Malachim than we have here. So if you look in Sefer Malachim, in the beginning of Perek Tezvav, we don't have much. First of all, it's called Aviyam there, and not Aviah, maybe to differentiate between Aviah, the son of Yeravam, and Aviah, the son of Rechavam. They were both kings at the same time. Either way, he talks about there that he was king in Yerushalayim for 3 years, and he followed the sins of his father, Vayel B'kol Chatos Aviv, and his heart was in Shalem, and he didn't do Yashar, and there was a milchama between Rechavam and Yeravam, and that's all it says. The Yesod Divrei Aviyam are written in Sefer Divrei Hayamim, and he dies, and his son Asa becomes king. That is all that's written in Sefer Malachim about Aviyah, that he did badly, and there were wars, and he died. But here, you have a whole perek, which gives a more positive spin, in general, on Aviyah. This perek talks about that he was the king for 3 years, also same as is recorded in Malachim, and he fought a war, and the war here, though, he makes a very strong speech, and he says, all you kings of and people of Yisrael, you 10 tribes, you rejected Hashem, you rejected David HaMelech, you rejected the Beis HaMikdash, and he stands up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it sounds like from his speech, and it says that he won the war in a very emphatic way. He killed 500,000 soldiers, 500,000 soldiers of Yisrael, standing up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Towards the end, it says that he was very strong in how he treated the bodies. We'll have to talk about that. And towards the end of the perek, it says that he married wives, and he died, and his son takes over. So you get a different impression, a less negative impression from this perek, from this presentation. So again, there might be Malchus Beis David, the authors of Divrei Hayamim, want to give a better light than was present in the time that the events took place. That's why it's recorded in a different way. Okay, says the Pasuk, Perek, Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Mishnas, Shmona Esrei Lamelch Yeravam, in the 13th year of Yeravam, Vayimloch Aviah al Yehuda, Aviah, the son of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, the son of David, Aviah, fourth in the line, he takes over. Shalosh Shanim Malach B'Yerushalayim, and he rules in Yerushalayim, as Rechavam, his whole Malchus, his entire Malchus was in Yerushalayim, as Shlomo also. Maybe we'll talk about Yerushalayim a little bit later, the uniqueness of the centrality of the Yerabira, Yerushalayim. So 3 years he was the king. V'shem Imo, Mechayo, Ben Basuriel, Ben Giva. U'milchama haisa ben Aviah u'ben Yeravam. And there was war between Aviah and Yeravam. Aviah, the son of Rechavam, and Yeravam. Eventually there was an Aviah, the son of Yeravam. But there was war. V'yesar Aviah esem alchama. Aviah gets ready. He leads the battle. B'chayil giborei melchama. Arba meos elef ish bachur. He leads 400,000 chosen fighters. For Yeravam arachim malchama b'shmona meos elef ish, and Yeravam has 800,000 chosen soldiers. Bachur giber chayil. So Aviah was the underdog in terms of numbers, and he was the one that was victorious. Vayakam Aviah me'al lahart smarayim asher bar Ephraim. He stands up on the mountain. Vayomer shima uni Yeravam v'chol Yisrael. He makes a speech. He says, listen up, Yeravam, and all of Israel. Halo lachem ladas. He sounds like a big tzaddik here. Halo lachem ladas ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael nosan mamlacha l'David al Yisrael l'olam. You know the promise. You know the chosen nature of David and his family. You know that. You know the Rambam in Ilchus Malachim. Lo ulabanav bris melach. You know, it's a bris melach. Melach is forever, right? It's preserved. You know, this is forever. So how are you splitting? Again, wasn't there a nevuah? Yashiloni, they all knew it. But maybe that nevuah didn't mean to reject the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't mean to reject everything. It meant to have an alternate Malchus, but not in the way that it was being fulfilled. Again, salt, just because it came up here, salt plays a role. As we know, salt preserves, and salt has symbolism on the Mizbeach. It also has symbolism on our table, right? The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Mem tells us that There is, if somebody made a motzi and then he talks before he eats the bread, there are certain things, as long as it's not eino tzarech, it's a tzarech of the moment, so then that he doesn't have to make another bracha. So if he says, pass the salt, so that's, he doesn't have to make a new bracha, because that's not considered a hefsek. Bring the salt. But something else, if he just says something else not related, so then it would be a problem. So Tosfos there in Brachas Damem says, We're not so makbed to have salt on the table. Why? Because our bread tastes good. Maybe in the days of old they needed bread because they needed salt because the bread wasn't so delicious. But our bread is yummy. You don't need it. That's what Tosfos says in the first day. Rabbi Menachem, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, was very careful to have salt on the table. Like the Medrash says, sometimes people wash, and they're waiting for everybody else to wash, and they're waiting and waiting and sitting there. So what are they doing? They're wasting their time. So the Satan sees that and says, look, Jews aren't doing anything. They're not learning. They're not doing mitzvahs. They're just sitting there. Below mitzvahs, ha-satan mekatreg aleihem. Ubris melach megen aleihem. And the bris melach protects. You see the salt? The salt symbolizes that Hashem's eternal covenant with the Jewish people, that protects us. And that's why salt is so crucial to be on the table. That's what Tosfos says here. The Rama discusses this also. In Kuf Samach Zayin Hey, the Rama discusses the importance of having salt. Let me just read the Rama. Kuf Samach Zayin, beginning of Hilchas Petzias Apas. Kuf Samach Zayin. Hey, lo yivsach yavi lefan of melech oliftan. The Shulchan Aruch says, don't make a hamotzi until you have salt. But if he bit nikio shimu tubelas betavlin, but if it's spicy enough, then answer al hamte like the first day of Tosfos. Umikom makon, the Rama says, mitzvah lahavi ala kol shulchan melech kodem shiyivsa ki ashulchan doma lemizbeach via achila kakarban. Another idea, not just for the satan reason, but the table is like a mizbeach. Our eating is like a karban. V'nemer akol karbancha takriv melach. And v'hug magein min apuranus. And then the Rama adds, and that you have the second reason of Tosfos there also. So make an ala apuranus. But that is the idea of salt. But that's what Avia says to your Ravam and his people. There's a bris melach. There's a bris melach that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Malchus Beis David. So what are you doing? What are you rejecting? And I know Yeravam, who was an Eved of Shlomo. He got up. He rebelled. Here he basically insults all of the 10 tribes. The wicked. Those empty ones, he calls them, Vayis Amsu al Rechavam ben Shlomo. And they went up strong against Rechavam. Vayis Amsu, the Mesudas Sion says, Hischazku. They strengthen. Rechavam haya na'ar v'rach levav. And what do you do? Rechavam was a na'ar. He was 41 years old. But he wasn't such a na'ar. But he was soft at heart, meaning maybe that was, we said last paragraph, maybe that was one of his faults. But levav was chazik lefneim, he wasn't strong, and therefore they broke away. They broke away from the Malchus. You're rebelling against Bnei David. Look what Yeravim is doing to you. What are you doing? This is Avia standing up for Malchus, space David, and standing up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he doesn't understand what exactly they are doing. If you look in the Yerushalmi in Yevamis, in the 16th parak, says that Avia was punished for, even though he was talking properly, somewhat, but he shouldn't have insulted everybody. Right, he says, Reikim ubnei Belial. Those are the people that are on the side of Yeravam. So there are three dayas in the Yerushalmi, in the 16th Perek. What exactly was he was punished? What exactly was the sin? We look towards the end of the Perek here. Look at the end of the Perek, as we'll get to. The Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Pasuk says, Vayaku bahem avia va'amo makar rabah vayiplu. And the avia hit them, but also the Yerushalmi says maybe he was hit himself. And there are those that say that Avia died in the battle that's going to take place. The question is why? Says the Yerushalmi, Vayagafeyu Hashem Vayamos. He smote them. Right? Why was he smote? Again, we'll get to that parak at the end of the. We'll get to that pasuk also at the end. So what exactly did he do wrong? So the Yerushalmi has 3 days. Even though Yeravam was terrible, but to say Barabim, to publicize talking about him like this, he was fulfilling. He did something wrong, but he was fulfilling a nevuah of Achia Shiloni. So number one, Yeravam. Number two, Al Shebizes Achia Shiloni. Achia Shiloni was on the side of Yeravam. He was the one that said he should be the king. So you're saying everybody who was with him are Anashim Reikim Bnei Belial. So that includes Achia. So that was his sin. And number three, Aydei Shabbos Avodah Zarah Liyadav Lo Bira, another sin that maybe there was Avodah Zarah in the, he was blaming other people. They were not following, but there was Avodah Zarah even in his side, even in the Yehuda side, and he didn't get rid of it. So for one of those three reasons, there is a day that says that he died during this battle as well. There is a halachic discussion, I saw the Rinas Yitzchak has, about the day that says he embarrassed Yeravam. Right, there is a machlokas rishonim. Is there kibud of aim if the father is not reacha b'mitzvos? Not reacha, eino osa maisa amcha, is the language of the Gemara. Machlokas Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam Menuchos Mamrim says, even if your father, if a person's father is a Rasha and a Balaveris, mechabdo umisyari mimenu. Right, even if he's not osa maisa amcha. And the Torah is not so convinced of that. So here, according to the Torah, Yeravam is not osa maisa amcha, so why would he be to blame? Why would he be to blame to embarrass him? So it could be that there's a difference between lack of kavod and disgracing, right? There could be a difference between that. And there are some, even in certain cases where there's no mitzvah of kavod, there's no heter of bizoyon, and therefore that could be the issue that happens here with Yeravam. In any case, so Avia continues this big speech, and he says, "You're going against, you're rejecting David HaMelech." Pasuk Tes, "Aloi dachtem es Kohanei Hashem." You rejected, right? Yeravam rejected Kohanim. Remember the Kohanim, the Levim, the previous Prakim, they came down to Yehuda. They said, "You know, Yeravam rejected us." He came up with his own Kohanim. And the previous pasuk, the Egel, don't tell me that this is a L'shem Shamayim, that you're just fulfilling the mitzvah of Achia Shiloni, the Nevuah. No, he didn't tell you to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said to create an alternate line of Malchus. Hidachtem es Kohanei Hashem es Bnei Aaron. Falaviyim. Vatasu lohem Kohanim ka'amei Aratzos. Kolob ala mal yado. Whoever wants to be a Kohen can come be a Kohen. Bepar ben Gakar ve'elim Shiva. Bring cows and elim vaya Kohen lo Elohim. There is kahuna without God in the equation. Va'anachnu, but us, Aviyah says, you know what are we coming? Hashem Elokeinu. V'lo la'azvanuhu. We will not leave Hashem. V'kohanim misharsim l'Hashem b'nei Aaron. Our kohanim are b'nei Aaron. V'alaviyim b'melaches. U'matiyim l'Hashem olos b'boker b'boker. And they bring the carbon, they bring the ktoris every day. U'va'erev u'va'erev. U'ktoris samim. U'mareches lechem al shulchan ator. Menorah ator. We are doing the avodah. We're doing the avodah. Ki shomrim anachnu es mishveres Hashem Elokeinu. V'yatem azavtem oso. You're wrong. You left. You left the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We never said to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Look at the Nevuah of Achiyah. He says, Yeravam is going to be the king. Does he say anything about leaving the Beis HaMikdash? Does he say anything about not keeping the Kohanim and the Levim? Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. V'hine imanu barosh ha'elokim. V'kohana. V'chatzos v'satru la'ari aleichem. B'nei Yisrael al tilachemu Hashem. Don't fight with Hashem. Elokei avoseichem. Ki lo tatzlichu. And what happened during this whole wonderful, amazing, emotional speech? Yeravam is getting ready for battle. Yeravam is not listening. For Yeravam, he saves Amara, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Avo Me'acharam. Yeravam goes around to start an ambush. Vayu lefnei Yehuda v'amara me'acharam. Vayivnu Yehuda v'inei lehem ha'milchamah. See, after this whole speech, there was a war. Panim va'achor. Yehuda was in the middle. Yisrael surrounded. Didn't make a difference. Vayitzaku l'Hashem v'akonim machzirim b'chatzotros. And it was a terrible, terrible civil war. Vayariu ish Yehuda, vayibari ish Yehuda, v'lokim nagafis Yeravam v'chol Yisrael, l'fnei aviv of Yehuda, with his smaller battle, 400,000 soldiers, defeated the 800,000 soldiers. Vayanusu b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yehuda, v'yitneim v'lokim yadam. And they ran away. B'nei Yisrael ran. Vayakubem aviyah v'amod makaraba. And they hit a tremendous makkah. Vayiplu chalim Yisrael, 500,000 out of the 800,000, right? Which is a huge amount. Did they have to do so much? So you get the little impression, and Chazal expanded upon this, that they were extra cruel. They were extra cruel. Right? The Radak here quotes two days. How were they extra cruel? What does it mean that it was a makah rabbah? They created a way that their wives couldn't, the wives of the soldiers couldn't get remarried. Why? Either they were Rav Ami, right? He quotes the Medrash here. Shehoshiv aleim gimel yamash yiskakel tzarasam. They didn't let them get the bodies of the soldiers until after they totally became putrid and they were not identifiable anymore. Or they totally mutilated their faces. Shehevir hakaras peneihem, which obviously is a terrible thing. And that's what it says, Makaraba. It's also part of why Aviyah was punished. It could be, though, that once this was done, this is Haraya, that maybe they weren't totally L'shem Shemayim. Even though you have this big speech of you left Hashem. Remember what it said in Malachim? It just said he didn't follow the ways of Hashem. It didn't give him such a great presentation. But maybe part of it is that sometimes sofa hochiach al tchilaso, the fact that they were so cruel and brazen at the end of what they did with these bodies, that shows that they weren't l'shem shemayim even to begin with. Remember the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam and the Ravid and the Ramban all discuss why the Mitzrayim were punished. Why were they punished, right? It was supposed to be, right? The Jews were supposed to be in an Eretz Lahem, Va'avadim, Ve'inu Osam, right? So why were they punished? So says the Rambam says that, oh, they were punished because each one of them could have said that we're not going to do it. And the Ravid and the Ramban and the Ramban jump on the Rambam. What do you mean? If Hashem says something to do, you should do it. So the Ravid and the Ramban says no, because they went way above and beyond. Right, throwing the babies into the river, that nothing doesn't say that in the Bris Ben Avesarim. The cruelty, that level of cruelty is not mentioned. And that's what the Ravid says. Vasheni ki abori amar vavadam ve'inu osam, ve'hem avdu vohem befarech, ve'hem misu mehem, ve'tavu mehem, shenemar ani katzafti ma'at, ve'hem azru l'ra'ah. Which shows that they weren't doing it just to fulfill God's word. So even what they did, even before they went, you know, wasn't so l'shem shamayim. So maybe the same idea that the Ravid says, maybe that could be used against Aviyah and the battle of the soldiers of Yehuda. What were they doing? What were they being so cruel for? It must be sofo chiach al tchilasa. So what happens? But after they won the war, Yehuda won the war. Vayikanu b'nei Yisrael b'ezahi. The ten tribes, the people of Yisrael, were humbled, were lowered at that time. Vayemtsu b'nei Yehuda, and they gained strength. Aviyah and the b'nei Yehuda gained strength. Ki nishanu al Hashem elokei avoseihem, because they relied on Hashem. Again, you read these psukim, it sounds like he's pretty good. Vayirdof Aviyah acharei Yeravam, vayilkod mimenu arim. And Aviyah captured many cities, as Beit El, Ves Benoseha, Ves Yishana, Ves Benoseha, many cities. And Ephraim, Benoseha, Volo Atzar, Kalach Yeravam, Obi, Me Aviyah. Yeravam didn't make a peep, Yeravam didn't raise his head in the days of Aviyah. Vayikfeu Hashem, Vayamos. That's the Pasuk, the end of Pasuk Chaf. Hashem smote him and he died. Who is that referring to? So according to that Yerushalmi I mentioned earlier, that's referring to Aviyah. Because he went, because of any of these Averis, because of his embarrassment, because of how far he went, Vayikfeu Hashem, Vayamos, Hashem killed him during his battles. So that could be unclear. The Pashup Shad is that it's talking about Yeravam. Vayischazek Aviyah, Vayislo Nashem, Arbasre, if you're talking about that he died, this is obviously going backwards. Before he died, he married many wives, 14 wives, Vayilat Esrim, Mishnayim Banim, 22 sons, 16 daughters, Vayeser Divri Aviyu, Drachav, Udvarav, Suvim Bemedresh Hanavi Ido. The rest of what his life, feel free to look in Midrashim. So one of the Pshatim, Medrash always means to analyze, to look deeply. So maybe that's what it means, Medrash Hanavi Ido. Because Aviyah is not clear, right? It's not clear. You read this speech in this parak, and it sounds like he's very strong, and he's fighting the war of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's defending the covet of Malchus Beis David. And if you look at Malachim, you get a little different impression. Firstly, hardly anything is written. It just says, Asahara, and he didn't get rid of the Avodah Zarah. So if you really want to understand the Via, you got to darshan. You got to delve into it. And that's what maybe is alluded to by in this pasuk, Ksuvim b'medrish ha-navi ito. Vishkav Aviyah mavosav, Aviyah dies after 3 years of being king, after Shlomo was king for 40, and David was king for 40, and Rechavam we mentioned, you know, how long he was king for. Was it 17? I don't remember. I think it was 17 years, and then 3 years of Aviah. He's also buried in Ir David, and his son Asa takes over the Yamav Shakta Aretz Esar Shanim, 10 years of Sheket. In the time of Asa. Again, Malchus based, Yehuda is continuing. The Ramban, if you remember, in Parshas Vayechi, talks about the whole Malchi Yisrael line. The whole Malchi Yisrael line could be that they were being Malachim in sin, at least after a number of years took place. Achia said, this is a Nevuah. So the Ramban can't get out of that. But the Ramban, remember, on the Pasuk of Lo Yasa Shevet Yehuda, talks about the Isser. It's not just a Nevuah, but an Isser of anybody else, not from Malchus based David, being the king. And that's why he says the Chashbonoim are wrong for taking the Malchus. Shaul was just before it started, so that was okay. But again, the whole line, they were ruling in sin. But again, it could be that at the beginning, if they would have also accepted and been an alternate and got along with Malchus Beis David, that would have been one thing. But because they rejected Malchus Beis David, and they rejected HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they rejected the Beis HaMikdash, that's why history played out differently. Okay, we will stop here.